Manu Patra alerts dated the 17th of October 2019. Supreme Court has directed the center to place on the record before it all its orders relating to restriction, shutdown and detention in Jammu and Kashmir. The court said that if the government does not wish to divulge reasons for not placing any order before it, an affidavit detailing the reasons has to be filed by it. Supreme Court has explained that the entries in the revenue records do not confer title to a property nor do they have any presumptive value to a title. The court observed that such entries only enable the person in whose favor mutation is recorded to pay the land revenue in respect of the land in question. Supreme Court has observed that a labor court or tribunal while holding inquiry under Clause B of subsection 2 of section 33 of the Industrial Disputes Act, 1947 cannot invoke the adjudicatory powers vested in them under Clause C of subsection I of section 10 and D of the Act. Further, they also cannot dwell upon the proportionality of punishment in the process of formation of their prima facie view under Clause B of subsection 2 of section 33. Supreme Court has ruled that magistrate can invoke power under subsection 3 of section 156 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973, even at post-cognizant stage. The court further observed that the fact that power under subsection 3 of section 156 of CRPC can only be exercised at the pre-cognizant stage is erroneous. Supreme Court has ruled that in first investigation report with respect to commission of an offence under Terrorist and Disruptive Activities Prevention Act, 1987 cannot be recorded by the police under section 154 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 without sanction of the competent authority. Delhi High Court has observed that unauthorized or illegal construction on government land should always be demolished. The observation was made by the court while rejecting a plea seeking that unauthorized construction on private or government land be handed over to the state, which can then use it for rehabilitating families of war victims. Further, the court noted that allowing the plea would result in illegal constructions or encroachments on government land to remain as it is. Delhi High Court has directed the AAP government to fill up as early as possible and practicable the vacancies in the fire department, which, according to a public interest litigation, is facing a manpower crunch. The court issued the directions after the fire department informed the court that it has initiated steps to recruit around 706 fire operators on a permanent basis and 500 on contract. Bombay High Court has pulled up the state government for failing to facilitate the installation of digital meters in taxis, stating that prima facie the negligence amounts to contempt of the Bombay High Court. The court also directed the Goa government to file an affidavit stating why the court should not proceed against it for contempt, after state authorities failed to install the digital meters by the 1st of August deadline. Delhi High Court has clarified that suspension of sentence pending an appeal does not imply a suspension of order of conviction. The court held that in a criminal trial, if a convict has been granted bail or suspension of his sentence pending his appeal, that does not mean that his conviction ceases to operate. Delhi High Court has declined to grant an interim injunction to Saregama India Limited in its copyright infringement against Madak Films PVT Limited for the song Kiyodni Adhu Adhune ODJ. The court observed that since the underlying rights in the composition have already been assigned to a third party who has not been impleaded as a defendant in the suit, the court does not consider it fit to grant an injunction. Bombay High Court has directed the Income Tax Department to release the fund of over 43 crore rupees with applicable interest for assessment years 2007 to 2008 to 2013 to 2014 to Vodafone Idea Limited. The court was hearing a petition against the Deputy Commissioner of Income Tax withholding the refund of 43 crore rupees, stating that it traces demand of 49.3 lakhs rupees for financial years 2007 to 2008 to 2018 was pending. Uttarakhand High Court has prohibited the use of chili powder either in the form of wires or balls or any other cruel means to stop elephants from crossing the highways. The court said that the use of chilies to deter animals amount to cruelty towards them. Delhi High Court has observed that every case of defamation on social media cannot be equated with those where anonymous sexual harassment allegations are levelled and immediate relief given. Delhi High Court has directed the police to be more visible on the streets to deter potential criminals in the wake of recent snatching incidents. The court expressed deep concern about the spate of snatching incidents and made it clear to the senior officers in court that presence of an officer is a deterrent. Delhi High Court has quashed the suspension order of three of its senior officers, who have exposed the alleged irregularities in a multi-crore confidential project for the Indian Air Force, thereby causing embarrassment to the Defence Public Sector Undertaking, Bharat Electronics Limited. Securities and Exchange Board of India has barred an individual for 2 years from the capital markets for indulging in fraudulent trade practices, which created false and misleading appearance of trading in the shares of Dinu Bulkin Infra.